Okay, it's March 12th. Hey, other movies. And I have a little bit more of a voice than yesterday. Not much. Okay, this is a very interesting piece from our Volvo One Page Pei Bayes. He's showing different mitzvos where Rishonim and really Chazal show us that Yira is the main mida that's requisite. And Rav Volvo was saying that therefore that's really what's behind every mitzvah, which is a chiddush. But I think if we look at it carefully, we see what he means. So again, in the middle of the page of Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Tefillin, his words are, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas and Gedolahi. The sanctity of Tefillin is very great. She calls man, she Tefillin Barosha, Shel Adam Al Zro'o, so long as Tefillin are in the head of a person in his arm, who Anav, he is a humble person, V'Yirei Shemayim, God-fearing, heaven-fearing, V'Einu Nimshach B'Tzchok, he's not drawn into silliness, V'Sicha B'Tela, an idle chatter, V'Einu Maharher Machshavos Ra'os, doesn't think bad thoughts, Ela Mefana Libo B'Divrei Ha'emes V'Atzadek, he clears his heart, his mind, to words of truth and righteousness. End quote. A Rambam ain't no kosev ki kach tzarech liyos. He doesn't say that's what it's supposed to be. Elazui mutziyusa shel mitzvos tefillin. It's what it is. That's the essence of tefillin. Sha'adam b'zman kiyuma hu yirei shemayim. The person's fulfilling tefillin. He is a yirei shemayim. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser in the 12th parak is based on a Yerushalmi, I believe. I quoted it in a drasha a week or two ago. Alokeach peiros mimisha eno neman ala maisros. A person who buys fruit from a person who is not trustworthy with regard to the tithes. That's right. Demai v'shoch. This is based on a Yerushalmi. Demai v'shochach la'asron. And so I should have done it myself. Brought the produce home and taken off my asr, but I forgot. And Shabbos, you're not supposed to fix it. You're not supposed to take it off. V'nichnas a Shabbos a yomtiv. And now it's Shabbos, we can't take off Meiser. Hareza Shalo, you can ask him. Ask the person you bought it from. From Amelo Musar and Hainiv, he said they're tithe. Ochel al piv b'Shabbos. You can eat it based on his word on Shabbos. Vechenim Amelo Echad Shenanemon Musar and Hain. Ochel al piv osa Shabbos. Or anybody who is not reliable, who said there was not necessarily the seller, he can eat it. Mipnei she'emas Shabbos alame ha'aretz, peino over ba'aveira. Because the fear of Shabbos is on the ha'aretz, and he wouldn't do an aveira. I mentioned Parshas Vayakel, the Netziv, the beginning of Parshas Vayakel has a very interesting derech. When Moshe is speaking to the whole Kahal Yisrael, Vayakel Moshe gathered everybody. Until then, he had been speaking to the Chachamim and other people. Now it was the masses, and therefore they understood things in the Torah actually incorrectly, but it's still within the spirit of the halacha. He says the source that Am Aretz on Shabbos won't tell a lie.
So you ask him on the Shabbos.
Yeah, on Shabbos.
Not the Arab Shabbos.
No, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, he won't tell a lie. Now, there's no concept that you can lie during the week, but not on Shabbos, but the Am Aretz has an awe of Shabbos, and the Tziv said that's Uvayom Hashvi'i Yelachem Kodesh. It doesn't say Yom Shvi'i Yelachem Kodesh, the seventh day. It says on the seventh day it should be for you holy. So what's on the seventh day? It means your mode of conduct should be different. Anyway, that's the Netziv's deep insight into that, but it's a halacha. So the Am Haaretz has a fear of Shabbos. Harizu mitzusa shel Shabbos, shafilo Am Haaretz, ain't over bo avera. The awe of Shabbos is that even Am Haaretz won't do an avera. Imas Shabbos olav. The fear of Shabbos is upon him. Another halacha. We have on Shabbos a gzeira shemayata. If a person will read next to the oil of a lamp, or afraid if the flame is flickering or getting small, I'll tilt the lamp forward so that the oil reaches the wick better, because that's what a person would do during the week. So he's not supposed to read next to a lamp, because unconsciously he'll tilt the oil, which is tantamount to being mavir, to lighting a fire or increasing a fire. But here's an exception. Shulchan Aruch Aruchim Simon Ayin Reish Heis of Zion V'taz Amagan Avram Sivkot in Zion. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, which with the major poskim on the side, Taz and Amagan Avram, the two poskim on the side, Tinoka Shal Rabban Koren Laraner B'Shabbos. So school children, kids who learn on, little boys who learn under a Rebbe, they're allowed to read by candlelight on Shabbos. Afilu shalom if they're on. The poskim say even when the Rebbe's not there. Until olam emas rabban aleim. They used to, when they read, the Rebbe would be there and he'd be very strict. And they have an awe, a fear of the Rebbe. They wouldn't do anything. They're very conscious of their behavior. They wouldn't do something wrong. Doing that activity, they are in awe of the Rebbe. Zoe mitziusa shayachas a talmud al rabba. That's the essence of the relationship between the Talmud to the Rebbe. Shafilu shelo benochukos a rav, ef shel talmud lavor aveira. That even when the Rebbe is not there, he's not nochukos, he's not present. He can't. The Talmud can't do an aveira. Sheemas rabba olav, because the fear of the Rebbe is upon him. Tourism in Tafkuf Pei Aleph. Now jumping over to the Lachas of Elul. The tour, of course, is the first Shulchan Aruch. Yosef Karo just took the chapters that the tour, Rabbi Yaakov Balaturim, the son of the Rush, divided all of Halacha relevant nowadays into four sections and all the chapters. So the Beis Yosef commented on and then made the Shulchan Aruch based on it. This is the first Shulchan Aruch. So in Siman Tav Kuf Peyav it says, Hiskinu Chazal Shiyutokin Barash Kodesh Elul B'chol Shana V'Shana. So Chazal instituted they should blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul every year. V'chol HaKodesh, not just Rosh Chodesh Elul, but the whole month. Kidei L'Hazri Yisrael Shiyasu Tshuva. To exhort Klal Yisrael they should do Tshuva. Shenema Yitok HaShofar B'ir V'amla Yecharodu. So Pasuk, can a shofar be sounded in the city and the people won't tremble? V'chidei L'Arbev HaSatan and to fluster the Satan. Ubeis Yosef Sham, so Yosef Karo in his commentary on the tour there. Ikal Medak Shakfar Hevi Raya Mishofar Shetoku Bamidbar. He quoted the latter half of this, but first it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the second time, just at the final time, the three sets of 40 days, from the day after Shavuos to Shavuos HaBetamuz, when the Luchos were broken, then from after that to just about Rosh Chodesh Elul, then from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom HaKippurim, which was when he finally came down with the Luchos. So for that last set of 40 days, which begins on Rosh Chodesh Elul, they blew the shofar to say, don't make the same error you made the first time. The first time you went up, you made an error, you saw he was late, you thought he was late, and you sinned. Don't do that again. So blowing shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul to remind the people not to sin has a source as early as when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to finally bring down the Luchos. So the Beis Yosef was asking, he already gave them that reason. So why mention this idea that the shofar makes people tremble and do tshuva, as the pasuk says, "Are you talking shofar be'ir," etc.? That's what he's asking. Shekar Hevi Raya Mishofar Shetaku Bamidbar. He already cited a proof to this concept from the shofar that was sounded in the Midbar. V'lamalei Sula Asui Raya Mimitaka Shofar B'Yisrael. What does he need to bring another proof? Yesh Lamar Mishem De'ikil Amidchei De'afu Pishal Yidei Shofar Nimnu Yisrael Bamidbar Milachato. We can answer, because even though it was the shofar in the desert that caused the people not to sin, you might say it's not unique to the shofar. You need some kind of announcement. Moshe's going up 40 days. Don't make the same error you made before. Maybe you could make an announcement to that effect. It doesn't have to be the shofar. Therefore, we quoted that pasuk. The mashma shekol shofar gorim v'hachri da'am mipachar Hashem ma'adag onu. So I say it's not haphazard. It's not, they used a shofar, but it could have been anything. It's something distinct in the sound of the shofar that causes trepidation, causes the people to tremble from the fear and grandeur of Hashem. Hareisha zui yira sa mitzvah shebeshofar shu atzma machrid mipachar Hashem or l'tshuva. This is the yira sa mitzvah in the shofar that it causes a person to tremble from the awe of Hashem and arouses him to tshuva. See, one could make the exact opposite point that he's making and saying there are unique mitzvahs where we discern fear. But wherever you don't find that, you don't have it. I think what Revolve is trying to say is, look how Chazal are looking in each mitzvah. Where's the awe here? Where's the fear? Tefillin has it this way. Shabbos has it that way. Tekiah, the minhag of Tekiah Shofar and El has it this way. We keep looking for the awe factor in each mitzvah that tells you something. Zeh tivo mitzvusa shel kol mitzvah. This really is the nature and the essence of every mitzvah. L'havi l'idei yira, to bring to yira. Kol mitzvah ba'ofen miyuchad. Each mitzvah in a different way. Tzvila ra'ada v'kavod rosh. We said you can't stand a daven except from a state of gilu b'ra'ada, to have fear and seriousness. Tzvila in anava v'yira shema. Tzvila in humility. Shabbos emas Shabbos hamanas averos. The fear of Shabbos that protects a person from doing an avera thoughtlessly. V'chena rabbi tzal talmid. The awe of the Rebbe. Shofar cherdas elokim, the awe of Hashem. V'mzosi mitzvusa shel mitzvah arei shechayim lageshes al kol mitzvah b'yiras mitzvah. If this is the essence of every mitzvah, so we have to approach each mitzvah with awe of the mitzvah. See, is he bringing something out here? We could think like mitzvahs are boxes that we check. I have to do this, I have to do that. It's supposed to be with a trepidation. Continues the theme he said before. There's a submissiveness, I'm beholden to this mitzvah. Not, here's a nice lifestyle that we figured out is good for me. This is what I'm committed to, and I'm fearful, I don't want to get it wrong. That's the mitzvah. I report something interesting from the Urayim and then from the Ikram to Rishonim. We'll see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.